I just mentioned that this particular verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 31st chapter, has some link with Srila Prabhupada. Especially the last line of this verse, bhuvi grinanti ye bhurida jana, those who spread this Krishna Kathamritam, the nectarian words of Krishna, bhubi, all over the world. He is, or they are, most munificent. Bhurida, bhurida. Bhuri means great, and da means to give, the giver. The one, bhuvi grinanti, one who distributes Krishna consciousness, one who spreads Krishna consciousness all over the world, is indeed the most munificent person. Now, bhubi, all over the world, it was never distributed before. Krishna Katha Amritam, or Krishna consciousness, was limited only within India. It is Srila Prabhupada who actually took this message of Krishna out of India and distributed all over the world. Although the expression here is plural number, grinanti ye bhurida jana. Jana is plural. But here we have to see, before it becomes before it reached to plural number, it was Srila Prabhupada singularly went out of India and distributed Krishna consciousness all over the world. And we can see the significance of this verse. Although it was spoken by the gopis 5,000 years ago, Krishna was dancing, rasa dance, and Krishna was dancing with 16,000 gopis. Garga Samhita actually describes, no, not just 16,000. Krishna was dancing with millions of gopis. Millions of gopis. But still, Krishna left them all. Because one particular gopi became upset with him and left the Rasa Mandali, Srimati Radharani. So when Radharani left the Rasa Mandali, Krishna also followed him, followed her. And then the gopis started to search for Krishna. Searching for Krishna, they came to the bank of Jamuna and they started to sing these verses expressing the agony of their hearts. Gopi Gita. Starting with Jayati Tethikam Janmana Braja. And the ninth verse is this one. Tava Kathamritam Tapta Jivanam Kobi Bhir Iritam. The glory of Krishna Katha. Prabhupada is pointing out, Krishna Katha actually indicates two things. One is what has been spoken by Krishna, that is Bhagavad Gita, and what has been spoken about Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam. So Krishna Katha comprises of these two aspects: Krishna's own instructions and what has been spoken about Krishna in scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam. Many such scriptures. Just as I mentioned, Garga Samhita is another wonderful scripture. Also Brahma Samhita. So these are all the scriptures that are singing the glory of Krishna. So Krishna, the gopis in separation of Krishna is singing this song. And so that is the origin of Gopi Geet. But then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, went to Jagannath Puri. And King Prataprudra, the king of Orissa, wanted to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He simply wanted to have a darshan of Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu refused that audience. Mahaprabhu's point was that a sannyasi's business is not to deal with this mundaners. A king is in the mode of passion. A person in the mode of passion are in a mood of sense gratification, enjoyment. So to a sannyasi, that kind of influence is very contaminating. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused. He even mentioned it's better to stay with a snake than with a materialist. The other associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to appeal on behalf of the king. Please give him darshan. He is not like that. He really wants to have your darshan. But Mahaprabhu refused. When they started to insist, like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Shikhi Mahiti, they're close associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu became so upset that he said that if you keep on insisting, he said, then you all stay with the king and let me go away. Mahaprabhu just made it clear, if you keep on insisting like that, then I will leave. So they stopped insisting on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seeing the king. Of course, then another arrangement was made. Mahaprabhu didn't want to see the king, but the arrangement was made that the king's son would meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu agreed on that. And the son is the extension of the same personality, the father. Son is the extension of the father, so it's okay. The son's meeting is more or less synonymous to the king's meeting him. So that meeting, Mahaprabhu agreed. But then came the Rath Jatra time. At the time of Rath Jatra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in front of Rath cart. The Rath came to Balgandi, where Jagannath receives offerings of prasad, mahabhoga, from whoever wants to offer. Jagannath accepts that offering. Whether it is the queen, whether it is the pujaris of the temple, or whether it is a poor man from the village. Whoever wants to make the offering to Jagannath, Jagannath accepts. In this particular spot, the chariot stops and Jagannath takes the offerings. So in the meantime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just went to the adjacent garden. In Balgandi, in one side is the ocean and the other side is the garden. And Mahaprabhu was sitting under a lying under a tree, resting. Pratapudra, King Pratapudra, in disguise of an ordinary farmer, came and started to massage Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And while he was massaging the lotus feet, he was chanting his Gopi Geet. Jayati te dhikam janmana braja. Shayata Indira Shashvadatrahi Doita Drishyatang Dikshutabakas Doi Dhritasvabas Tang Vichinnate Sharududashaye Sadhu Jata Sat Sarasi Jodaro Shri Mushadrisha Surata Natha Te Shulka Dasika Barada Nignato Neha King Badha Vishajala Payat Byala Rakshashat Barsha Marutat Vaiduta Nalat Brishamayat Majat Vishato Bhayat Rishabhate Vayam Rakshitamuhu Nakhalu Gopika Nandano Bhavan Akhila Dehinam Antarat Madrik Bikhana Sharthito Vishaguptae Sakha Udevan Sattatang Kule. So in this way, when he came to the ninth verse, Tava Kathamritam Tapto Jivanam Kobibhir Iritam Kalma Shapaham Shravana Mangalam Srimadatatam Bhuvignanti Ye Bhurida Jana. Bhashu Ghosh Prabhu ki jai. Our very dear god brother Bhashu Ghosh Prabhu just arrived. Bhubi grinanti je bhurida jana. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when King Pratapudra recited this particular verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just jumped up, embraced King Pratapudra and kept on saying, Bhurida, Bhurida. Indeed, he is the most munificent. Indeed, he is the most munificent. So from this reaction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we actually see the link with Srila Prabhupada, as I was saying. This verse could have meant Pratapudra is saying, expressing his agony of the heart, that you have come to deliver the whole world. You have come to inundate the whole world with Krishna consciousness. You have come to deliver everyone. Only me, Pratapudra, is excluded from that magnanimous mission of yours. That could have been his feeling. But obviously Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not take that. He himself is that Bhurida. Rather, Mahaprabhu's mood was that yes, indeed it will happen. Someone will come who will spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And he is the real munificent personality. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who would not even allow the audience to King Pratap Rudra, here he is embracing King Pratap Rudra, listening to this verse. So that is actually indicating Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reaction, the purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reaction. Yes, somebody will come and who will spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is appreciating that appearance of that personality who will come and spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And that is His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Time and time again we have considered what a miraculous act that Srila Prabhupada accomplished. Like everything that he did was an indication of the greatest miracle or an impossible and inconceivable happening. An impossible happening. At the age of 70 he goes. Generally people go to do things, great things, they at the young age they achieve things with the young vigor, zeal and enthusiasm. But Srila Prabhupada went at the age of 70. On the way to America in the ship, he had two heart attacks. Completely frail, completely, physically completely weak and devastated. Goes to America where he knew no one. Arrived in America with no money. Came to a totally uncertain and hopeless situation. Not only that he didn't know anyone in America, but he didn't have any money at all, not even a penny. Yes, he had 40 rupees with his pocket, but what's the value of 40 rupees? No bank in America would cash it. Indian rupee didn't have any value. Even today, Indian rupees doesn't have any value. You can't change Indian rupees in the foreign banks. So what to speak of at that time? 65. In that situation, he just goes and he starts the movement. And then, literally, the most visible miracle happened. In 10 years' time, not only he inundated whole of America, but Europe, Australia, even Africa, started to spread the movement in 10 years' time. Spread it all over the world. Yeah, South America also. Like, name any continent. ISKCON, Prabhupada's ISKCON reached there. How could such a thing happen? And what to speak of Prabhupada's activities? While spreading Krishna consciousness, traveling around the world, meeting so many people, guiding so many disciples, dealing with the problems of so many individuals, still he's writing Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures. Giving classes wherever he went. How could one do such a thing? I mean, it is literally inconceivable. Personally, I have seen, like when I go from one place to another, I'm completely devastated. Jet lag, weakness. And if it comes to what to speak of writing, I can't even properly answer my letters. I don't feel like meeting anybody. But Prabhupada was totally unaffected. And not only that, Prabhupada answered every single letter that he received. Every single letter. If he could not immediately answer them, he kept them. Like when I met Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada gave me a stack of Bengali letters. They had been sitting there for months. Prabhupada couldn't answer, but it was sitting there. They were sitting there, and Prabhupada asked me to answer those letters. When I completed the answer, he completed answering all those Bengali letters. Prabhupada gave me a stack of Hindi letters. I answered them. There were some Gujarati letters. Prabhupada asked me. I said, "No, Prabhupada, I don't know Gujarati." So, this is how, and I'm sure those letters have been answered. Probably when Prabhupada went to Gujarat, he asked Jasomati Nandan Prabhu to answer those letters, or some Gujarati knowing follower to answer the letters. So particular he was. So how could one do such a thing? And then also look at the purport that Srila Prabhupada gave. It is the essence of all the previous Acharya's Siddhantas. Conclusions. Every Acharya, all the prominent Acharya's conclusions are presented in his Bhaktivedanta purport. So, how could anyone achieve such a mammoth task unless and until one is empowered by the Supreme Lord? So that's why today is a very special day to all of us. That is, on this day Prabhupada arrived in America. Because Srila Prabhupada arrived in America, an amazing good fortune came down to this earth. Krishna consciousness movement started to spread, counteracting the influence of the age of Kali. The result of that, Krishna consciousness is creating the golden age in the middle of Kali Yuga. And it's happening, and it will continue to happen. I can tell you 25, 30 years back, we could never even imagine in our remotest dream to have so many of you in a program like this. People came to see Mayapur on occasions like Gaur Purnima and Janmashtami, but not individuals who have committed themselves completely to Srila Prabhupada's mission. Accepted Srila Prabhupada's instructions as their guiding factor, accepted Srila Prabhupada's instructions as the life and soul, as you all have done. And this gathering is just only a small gathering. Even in India, when we have some programs, we get much more. Like in West Bengal recently, the programs that I have been doing, we are getting 25,000-30,000 people. Bangladesh, 25,000-30,000 people is no surprise. And not only that, they stay through the whole night listening. So this is the kind of a response that Prabhupada's movement is creating all over the world. And indeed, this is happening. Bhuvi Grinanti. Now I was coming to that. Yes, today it has become plural. Many devotees are preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world. But there is one person who actually started that happening. That is Srila Prabhupada. So in this way we can see 5,000 years back, the gopis predicted Srila Prabhupada's coming. 500 years back, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated and forecasted Srila Prabhupada's appearance, Prabhupada's coming and Prabhupada's achievement. So, therefore this particular day is very, very special to all of us. So let's rejoice that we have been so fortunate to receive this mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And a good fortune has dawned in our life, and we got a possibility of making this life full, the purpose of this life's mission fulfilled. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Adishutarine Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada Memorial Festival ki. Srila Prabhupada's arrival in the United States of America ki. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.